Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And former President George H.W. Bush's funeral is underway at this hour at Washington's National Cathedral. Bush biographer John Meacham opened the services a short while ago.
George Herbert Walker Bush was America's last great soldier statesman, a 20th century founding father.
All four living past presidents are there: Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and of course Bush's son, George W. Bush. President Trump is in the pew with them. One of George Bush Sr.'s last requests was that Trump attend despite things he said about the Bush family. And the business of Washington has paused to honor the late president on a national day of mourning. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley has been following all this. And Scott, your thoughts so far of this day?
Well, it's been a moving day. We're listening right now to a eulogy from Alan Simpson, the former Wyoming senator, who told a story of a time when he, Simpson, was way down in the polls and George H.W. Bush was way up in the polls. And Bush invited Simpson out to a weekend at Camp David as a way to sort of prop up his old friend, a generous gesture from a practical politician. And the kind of warm remembrance we're hearing from a lot of friends and colleagues this morning.
There have been those warm remembrances, lots of tears. I'm noting how George W. Bush is, you know, very in his face, you can see very emotional.
Yes, we watched him standing at the foot of the steps of the Capitol, where his father had been in state since Monday as the casket was carried down the steps, and obviously very emotional. One can imagine for any son saying goodbye to a father like this, it's difficult. But, of course, doing it in front of the eyes of the world and also doing it with an eye towards perhaps burnishing his father's image, that's always been a concern for George W. Bush to maybe change or refine the way that history looks at his father. When George W. Bush wrote an affectionate portrait of the elder George Bush a few years ago, he told our colleague David Green that because his dad had been a one-term president, history tended to underestimate him, and he wants very much to make this an opportunity to remind people of his father's successes and how we are, in many ways, sort of the beneficiaries of the world his father helped to create.
Well, in fact, this week he's been saying he thinks his father was the greatest one-term president ever. And so tears, emotion, also laughter. Let's listen to another moment from John Meacham's tribute. Many might remember this.
On the primary campaign trail in New Hampshire once, he grabbed the hand of a department store mannequin asking for votes. When he realized his mistake, he said, "Never know, gotta ask." You can hear the voice, can't you? As Dana Carvey said, the key to a Bush 41 impersonation is Mr. Rogers trying to be John Wayne.
Lots of moments like that as well. Look, George H.W. Bush planned this day. Speak a little bit about Donald Trump, the current president, being there.
Well, that's right. I will say he did plan this day. And one of the things that the elder Bush wanted to be sure, and he was thinking about this way back in the early 90s, was that he wanted to have the song "Last Full Measure of Devotion" performed at his funeral by, he said, a good soloist, and in fact the Irish tenor Ronan Tynan will be performing that along with
pretty
the
good
Armed Forces Chorus. doing pretty well. He also sang at Ronald Reagan's funeral, and in fact I think serenaded H.W. Bush during his last hours in Houston. But yes, it was important to George H.W. Bush that all the presidents be in attendance, including the current president. And in fact, throughout this week, President Trump has said nothing but kind words about George H.W. Bush. In the past, of course, there has been no love lost between their families. President Trump has mocked the 1,000 points of light phrase and of course, was very critical of two of the younger Bushes. But he has tweeted his praise for the way this Memorial Week has been conducted, and he had a very pleasant call on the George and Laura Bush at Blair House just yesterday.
Yeah. The funeral service expected to wrap up soon. Just remind us what happens.
Yes, honorary pallbearers, all the commanders of the aircraft carrier that bears George H.W. Bush's name will serve as honorary pallbearers at the end of this service. The casket will then be driven back to Joint Base Andrews and for one last time loaded aboard that beautiful blue and white 747 for the flight home to Texas, where it will then travel by train to College Station and the Bush Presidential Library, where the late president will be buried tomorrow.
Yeah. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Robin.